page 119. Video talk. Exercises 3A and 3B.
The secret to happiness. What's the secret to happiness? Is it having piles of money? Or finding your one true love? Perhaps it's raising a healthy family. Or maybe it involves trauma and suffering. The last one sounds like a weird example, huh? Well, believe it or not, we're naturally programmed to view the obstacles we face in life as positive. And this can result in strong feelings of happiness. To understand why, we need to consider what happiness actually is. Harvard professor and best-selling author Daniel Gilbert says that there are two forms of happiness: natural happiness and synthetic happiness. According to Gilbert, natural happiness is what we get when we get what we want. When we win the lottery and become rich, we are naturally happy. Synthetic happiness is what we get when we don't get what we want. For example, you get a rejection letter from a job application and you think, well, it's good that that happened because the job wasn't right for me anyway. But is synthetic happiness us just kidding ourselves? Well, not exactly. It turns out that we have a psychological immune system located in our prefrontal lobes. This acts as a coping mechanism for dealing with negative experiences. The mechanism is like a happiness generator. It helps us to manufacture our own form of happiness in response to difficulties. And it's powerful. Here's an example. Gilbert's team conducted research into the happiness levels of two groups of people after life-changing events. Group 1 were recent lottery winners. Group 2 had recently become paraplegics. Participants ranked themselves on a happiness scale a year after their life-changing event. Surprisingly, both groups had the same average level of happiness. But you might ask, how can they be equally happy? It all comes down to our expectations. Take winning the lottery. I'm sure we've all imagined what life would be like if money were no object. The thing is, we tend to miscalculate the effects of positive events like this. Winning the lottery would be great, but we overestimate just how great. And that's reflected in how happy we are after we win. On the other hand, imagine becoming a paraplegic. Life instantly has its restrictions, but our coping mechanism actually works best with restrictions. When faced with boundaries, we decide what makes us happy relative to our situation. For example, before becoming paraplegic, grocery shopping might have been a tedious weekly chore. But completing this task while confined to a wheelchair might now feel like an achievement. Gilbert's research has provided neurological evidence that supports past psychological findings. In particular, it helps explain the typical results seen in an experiment called the free choice paradigm, first used by J.W. Brehm in the 1950s. It goes like this. People are given 6 items, and they rank them in order of preference. They're allowed to take home one of the items, but they can only choose between preference 3 or 4. Of course, most people choose 3. A few weeks later, they do the same ranking activity again, with the same objects. This time, people tend to rank the item they originally chose to take home, the third place item, higher than before. They also tend to rank the rejected item, the fourth place item, in a lower position. So, this kind of says, you know, the item I took home was better than I thought. That one I rejected really wasn't that good after all. This is synthetic happiness in action. Amazing, huh? Gilbert's contribution to our understanding of happiness has taught us some important things. First, happiness is what you make it. Sometimes it's negative experiences that show us that. Second, synthetic happiness is very real. We are programmed to manufacture our own happiness. Finally, and perhaps more surprisingly, Although most of us prefer freedom of choice, we can be equally happy when our freedom is limited. That's not necessarily what we'd like to hear, but I'm afraid that's science.